the best podcasts are free. But free won't give me house money to be acquired. That's what I'd like. Shamelessly acquired. That's what I'd like.
Hi, I'm Laura Mayer. There's no record book for this sort of thing, but it's possible that I've created, produced, launched, or developed more successful podcasts than anyone else in podcasting.
The Dream is executive produced by Laura Mayer.
Other executive producers, Laura Mayer.
Laura Mayer.
For On the Media, I'm Laura Mayer.
Laura Mayer is our executive producer.
Laura Mayer is the editor-in-chief of her high school yearbook.
That last one is cheating, but I was on This American Life in high school as myself, an uptight overachiever. This is all to say I've been weaseling my way onto podcasts for more than 17 years. A shameless introduction? Maybe. But that's appropriate for this, my new podcast, called Shameless Acquisition Target. Over the last few years, the podcast and entertainment industries have been revolutionized by a wave of huge acquisitions and big money licensing deals. Meaning large companies have paid for other people's content and production studios for big bucks. And as a result, some of my friends and a few of my enemies have gotten rich, rich, rich. Despite being close to several of these deals, sometimes very, very maddeningly close to these deals, I've yet to have that type of success. Until now. Here's the plan. I'm going to figure out how I, Laura Mayer, can use this podcast to create something from nothing. While I'm at it, I'm going to get to the bottom of what value in podcasting and entertainment really means today. I'm going to do this by speaking to straight-up geniuses in entertainment, journalism, and business.
There's a lot of money going around. Everyone wants a piece of it. You know, there's a lot more agents in the space representing all sorts of podcasters.
I would find the thing with the least amount of value you can find out there, like a tablespoon with old pudding in it. And there's going to be ancillary rights. There's going to be t-shirts. There's going to be potential movie spinoffs. There's going to be TV spinoff, old tablespoon full of pudding.
So how much do you think my life rights are worth? How much would you pay?
Are you scalable?
I'm very short.
That's a business term. Okay.
Not everyone will be so enthusiastic.
Just hope you don't get sued, and I hope that you don't end up selling, like, Joanna's First Steps as a NFT.
That's a pretty good idea.
No, you really can't do that shit.
If it's just a video?
No.
And at the end of the podcast, I'm putting it all up for sale. The show itself, any derivative rights, intellectual property, the RSS feed, merch, an NFT, whatever that is, maybe even my life rights. Listener, that means you could literally buy it, all in an effort to find out what it's like to be acquired, shamelessly, again, so I can make money. Sounds valuable, right? Come along with me on my shame spiral, I mean breakthrough, this summer on Shameless Acquisition Target, launching in July. You can hear it, say it with me, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acquisition won't fix everything, it's true. Will get me a house and a view to be acquired. That's what I'd like.
I just want to buy a house someday, okay? I don't want to waive the inspection, but I definitely want to pay in cash. All cash. Just like a briefcase of cash.